Gillum says receiving more than 70% of the vote truly means a lot to him because he felt with all the contenders vying for his city commission seat, he had to run an aggressive campaign. That's why he says he's not taking his win for granted.
I am completely humbled and grateful to the citizens of this community who have decided to give me another shot at leadership. And I said from the very beginning when I ran for office back in 2003 that all I ever asked for was a chance. And if given a chance, I would do right by the people of this community. And today's election results, I think, show clearly that the citizens of Tallahassee feel that I've been doing right by them.
But Nicholas Hawley, a local sales consultant who ran against Gillum, says he doesn't feel Gillum is doing right for the city.
You can read about what he's done and what he talks about on his website throughout the years. The last thing he really talks about of good that he's done for the city was back in 2008, where he worked to help save the Palmer Monroe House. And although that's a great thing, and I'm glad that he did it, a city commissioner that says the last major thing that he wants to talk about on his website to tell people is in 2008, that concerns me that there's 4 years until he's actually done something else.
Hawley, who's grown up in Tallahassee for a good part of his life, received the second most votes at close to 12%. And while he lost to the incumbent, he says his run against Gillum was really to send a message.
When you let a candidate run unopposed, you let them know that the constituents feel like he's doing such a good a job that no one wants to run against him. And I just didn't feel that was the case. I did feel like he wasn't doing as good a job for the city as he could have been, and maybe this will be a catalyst and a reason for him to do better as the years go by.
Meanwhile, Gillum says he's just happy to get back to work.
We still face amazing challenges and opportunities just over the horizon. And I'm thrilled. I'm absolutely thrilled to be able to get my hands around trying to work through some of those challenges that make Tallahassee the kind of community that we want it to be.
Gillum's other opponents included David Bubba Riddle, who retired from the Federal Bureau of Prisons and an outspoken opponent of the City Commission's policies. He received the third most votes at about 10%. The person who received the least is Jacob Eaton, who received 6% of the vote. Lately, he's been calling for the resignation of Tallahassee Mayor John Marks. Eaton's also been involved in an altercation at a local Democratic Executive Committee meeting that resulted in a felony charge, which was later dropped. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Cordner.